Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the second day of Nisan, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Nazir, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Gimel. We learned before that a person who makes a neder to be a Nazir from one particular thing that the Nazir is forbidden. For example, he says, I want to be a Nazir from peels of grapes, or from pips of grapes, or I want to be a Nazir from abstain from haircuts or from tumah. Any one of the three things that a nazir is not allowed to do, he becomes a nazir and all the detail, all the prohibitions of a nazirus fall upon him. There's no such thing as accepting part of a nazir or not. We're going to talk about a case where a person makes a nazir, he declares nazirus, abstention, from a cup of wine. What is the halacha there? Says the Mishnah, Mozgul Esakos. Person was sitting at a meal, they pour him out a cup of wine. He refuses to drink it. But Omar, and he says, Hareini Nozim Rimenu, I'm a Nozim from it. Now, even though he says from it, implying that he only wants to prohibit that cup of wine, it's Hari's a Nozim. Nevertheless, the person is an Osir, because we say that he didn't just mean to make that cup of wine Osir, but he meant generally, I want to be an Osir from wine. It's as if he's, and therefore it's equivalent to the case that we learned right back in the beginning of the Masechta, when a person says, I'm a Nozir from peels or from pips, where he's not just a Nozir in respect of grapes or wine, he's a Nozir in all respects, as far as tumah, as far as the haircuts, and so forth. Now, some of Farshim learn that when the person makes this neder, Hare Nozir Mimenu, it's actually a yad of a nazir, which means it's almost like he's saying, I'm a nazir, hareni nazir, and therefore I'm not drinking from that cup of wine. And in that case, we don't even need to say that he's just forbidding himself from wine, but rather, lechatchila, right in the first place, he meant a full-blown nazirus. That's how the Rosh learns it. Most don't learn it that way. My Sabisha Achas was a story with a woman, Shosa Shikora, who was intoxicated. She had drank a lot of wine, but she wasn't Mama Shikor. She, because if she was actually completely Shikora, then she would not be Chayvin Mitzvahs, and any nadder she would make at that time would not even be valid anyway. So she's Shikor, but she's quite happy. Umozgulo, and then the people at the party are pouring her, Ezakos, another cup of wine. They're plying her with drink, Va'omra, and she says, Hareini Nazira Mimeno. She wants to get rid of them. She wants to stop all this, and she says, I'm a Nazira from it. She does this to stop them bothering it with her. What's the case? What's the halach in such a case? Well, this story came before the rabbis, the Chachamim. Omra Chachamim, the Chachamim said, Lo niskavna ela lema hareya hu alai kavran. All this woman meant was that she was not accepting upon himself Nazirus and to generally forbid wine, but rather to make a neder that cup will be osa to her like a korban. And therefore she's not a Nazira. She's not a Nazira. She just basically wanted to get rid of it and not have that cup. Now, the Gemara explains that if that was the case, why didn't she say Hare Ulai Korban? It's a korban. Why did she use the word Nazira? So the Gemara explains that because of her state that she was a shikara and she was so afraid that that they would ply with more drink, she wanted to use something stronger. And she was afraid that if she would just say, oh, I'm a nazir from that cup, so they'd bring her other cups and continue to bother her. And by saying hareini nazira, this was more of a way in which she could rid herself of these people, the troublemakers. Now, this is not a contradiction to the Reisha, to the first part of the Mishnah. Rather, it's a qualification. It's telling us that in the first case of the Mishnah, we're not talking about a shikar. We're talking about a person who said the words, Hareini Nozim Imano, and and he did this, he didn't want to drink anymore. But he said, Hareini Nozim Imano. But in a case where the person is shikar, and it doesn't matter if it's a woman or a man for that matter, and he says, Hareini Nozim Imano, I'm a Nazir from it, he's not a Nazir. And therefore, the Gemara explains that there's really a little bit missing in our Mishnah. It's what we call Chasur Machzer. And this is how it should be read. Mozgul Esakos, if they gave him a cup to drink, V'amen, he said, Hareini Nazir Mimen, I'm a Nazir from it, Hareini Nazir, he's a Nazir. V'im Shikor Ho, but if he was intoxicated, and he said, V'amar Hareini Nazir Mimen, I'm a Nazir, ain't a Nazir. And then he's not a Nazir. And then to support this, the Mishnah continues, Maisa b'shachas, there was a story with a woman who was shikara, they gave her the cup of wine, they wanted to ply her, and she said that, and that's exactly what the Chacham said, that in that situation, she's not a Nazira. It's almost like she said, Hare halai korban, that's really what she meant to say. Mishnah Dalet. Continuing the theme of accepting a partial Nazirus. Person who says, Hareini Nozir Amanos Shen Ehe Shoisa Yain. I want to be a Nozir, but with one condition, I want to be able to drink wine. I'm prepared for the other two surim, for the other two prohibitions. I won't make myself tome. I won't have a haircut. So I'll keep my hair long, but I must drink wine. Or he says, Umitam Lomesim. He says, I'm a Nozir. I'll do everything that a Nozir must do, except for refraining from the dead, touching the dead, becoming tome. Now, a Nozir, of course, can't do that. A Nozir has to accept all three. Says the Mishnah, Harez a Nozir. He's a Nozir, Osa Bechulon. And we say he's forbidden in all the three restrictions that any Nozir has. He cannot change what the Torah says. The Torah says that when a person is a Nozir, he has all three prohibitions. Even though he tried to make a conditional Nazirus, it doesn't work. This is according to all opinions. However, if he says Areni Nozir, and when they tell him that he's also in wine, he responds, Yodea Ani Sheyesh Nazirus. He says, I know that there is a concept of Nazirus, being a Nozir, Nazirite. Aval Eni Yodea Shenozir Sveyayin. I never thought that a Nozir is forbidden to drink wine. I didn't know that. And I really wasn't ready to accept upon myself this prohibition. Says the Mishnah, Hareza Osur. Here the Tanakhama says, he's still forbidden to have wine, and he is a Nozir Gomer, because one who makes himself a Nozir from any one of the prohibitions of a Nozir, he's also in all of them. No such thing as a partial acceptance of being a Nozir. But Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's permitted. It's permitted for this person who made the vow, to drink the wine, because Nazirus does not fall upon him. According to Rabbi Shimon, a person is not chayv in Nazirus unless he accepted upon himself all the Diktuk and Nazirus. He argues with the Tanakhama. He holds that there is a person will only be chayv as a Nazir if he is ready to accept all three prohibitions. Now, what happens if a person says, Hare yadeani shahanozir osir b'yayin? He says, I'm a Nazir, and I know that a Nazir can't drink wine, but I will sober hoyisi, but I thought that I was a special case. Shechacham atrimle, that the Chum would be, allow me to do it. I'd give a dispensation to drink wine. Why? Because I can't live without wine. I must have wine. And therefore, I was never accepting upon myself the Isra of wine. That's how Tosfos learns. Or, he said, I thought that the Chachamim would permit me to mitamel amesim, mipnei she'ani kavras amesim, continues the Mishnah, because that's my job. I work in the cemetery and I bury people. And therefore, I was sure that the Chachamim would be able to permit me, give me dispensation to make myself tamei. Says the Mishnah, Harizeh Mutter. This type of a person is Mutter. He's permitted in all these things. He's not a Nazir. He does not become a Nazir. And he's permitted to drink wine. And he can bury the dead. He can tamal amesim. Why? What's the reason? The Gemara explains the reason is this type of a neder, this type of a vow comes under what's called Nidre Oinsim. It's a neder of under duress, under force. He didn't know. He had no idea about the Nazir not getting a dispensation, and therefore we say that it's not a neder in the first place. Some argue that it falls under a category of what's called Nidre Shgogos. It's called a neder made in error. A neder made in error is, again, not a neder. This was learned back in the Masechet Nedarim in Paragimel. So, therefore, according to the Tanakhama, according to the Chachamim, he is not a Nazir. And he's permitted with all the things that a normal person can do. Rabbi Shimon, Oyser. Rabbi Shimon here argues. Before, Rabbi Shimon was lenient. Here, Rabbi Shimon is actually more strict. He says, no. He says, the fellow cannot just go and metamel amesim and drink wine until he goes and asks a Chacham for Hataras Nedarim. Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that even though, really, in reality, the neder is not a neder, nevertheless, he says, he holds that the nedora, a neder of a made in error, or a neder made that's under duress, even though it's not a neder, nevertheless, the Chachamim wanted the person who made this to go to a Chacham and ask him to find Hatras and Dorim. And this was done so people should not treat them lightly, and therefore Rabbi Shimon says also. So everybody really agrees that Min HaTorah, it's certainly not a neder. The question is, do we just say, oh, look, he can just ignore the neder and just mutter and be mutter to do all those things like drinking wine, or do we say he has to go more formal to a chacham anyway and seek a hatras and dorim, which is what Rabbi Shimon says, and until then he's also. Halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is like the chachamim in both these cases. In the first case, where a person can accept, doesn't have to accept all the restrictions before he's a nazir, even one makes a nazir. And in the second case, where Rabbi Shimon is more machmer, that he doesn't have to seek a hatras and dorim, he's automatically mutter because it's called a neder made by era or under duress.